Welcome to Hometown Foods, Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair Casey Guthrie Center Vocal Director, Kelsey Dinkla.
All right, Kelsey, so this weekend, the music department is putting on a musical called Into the Woods. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Absolutely. We are very excited to welcome all of our audience members to the woods. We have a great cast and crew and pit of people that have been working since the beginning of February, and this story is kind of a conglomeration of all of the fairy tales that you probably grew up knowing about and how they all come together in the woods and have to kind of work through the consequences of what it's like after their wishes come true.
Okay. And you've been posting some fun facts about the musical on the group's Facebook page. And one, you talked about how the characters each have a specific set of music that plays with them when they're on stage. Can you talk a little bit more about why they do that?
Absolutely. So Stephen Sondheim is the composer and lyricist for this show. And Stephen was just a mastermind when it came to music and writing scores and very purposeful lyrics. And he created essentially the score so that each character has kind of a specific little melody that always plays when this character or that character's on stage. In fancy music terms, it's called a motif. Those of you who are big Hamilton fans, Lin-Manuel Miranda used the motif incredibly artfully in his musical Hamilton, where, you know, each character has these specific melodies and they intertwine, and it's just, it blows my mind at how creative these guys are.
All right. And what kind of brought about the idea to do Into the Woods as the musical for this year?
So, fun fact, I actually had picked a different show to do this year. And last summer, my husband and I made a trip to New York City, and we wanted to catch some Broadway shows and happened to get tickets for one, but it closed before we were able to get there. And I saw that Into the Woods was being revived, and they were doing a short stint at the St. James Theater. And I thought, well, we got refunded our other tickets, so let's go check this one out, because it's got Sarah Bareilles and Philippa Sue and Brian D'Arcy James. So we went and saw it. And on the plane ride back, I was like, oh, I think I need to rethink some things. And it's a difficult show. I cannot lie about that. It has been probably the hardest show I have ever been involved with. But I have the right kids to do it. And I knew I needed to do it this year. And so we're doing it.
All right. And how have the students kind of done in getting prepared for the show?
The kids are absolute rock stars. I cannot tell you the time and energy and effort that these kids have put in. It almost makes me cry at how dedicated and how passionate and how talented they are. And I was very upfront with them from the beginning, and I told them that this was going to be a monumental task. And from day one, they've owned it and they took it on. And it's going to be so, so incredible to see the final product of their toil of what they've been working on this weekend.
All right. And you mentioned it's kind of a conglomerate of different fairy tales. Can you give us a couple examples of some of them that are included?
Absolutely. You have the quintessential story of Cinderella and wanting to go to the ball. You have Jack and his mother and the beanstalk and the giant. You have Little Red Riding Hood and the wolf. You have the quintessential witch, right? That is always representative of evil or of bad. You have, gosh, what else do we have? We have Rapunzel. We have a story kind of revolving around the baker and the baker's wife, and they're not necessarily fairy tale characters, but they were plugged into this story to kind of give some humanity to the characters, so the audience members kind of get drawn into their very human story of not being able to have a child. And then all of the other fairy tale characters' lives also become a part of the baker and the baker's wife's lives as well.
All right. And again, looking at some of the fun facts you guys have posted on your Facebook page, you talk about Milky White. How did you guys make Milky White for the show?
So Kelly and Kelly Nielsen and Sky Campbell get like the award of the year for creating our beloved Milky White. So Into the Woods always has some sort of cow represented on the stage, and it's been done with people dressing up in costumes or creating like a wheeling, massive, like Trojan horse-like entity on the stage. And so the Broadway revival actually turned the cow into a puppet. And I absolutely fell in love with Milky White last July when I saw her on stage. And so I basically took pictures of that cow and I sent them to Kelly and Sky. And I said, there's no blueprint because they're currently like using this on stage right now. Can you make her? And they did. And so Milky White is cardboard and her head is actually a bucket that Kelly and her husband, Kelly, created. And there's a wire that you can push and the jaw moves up and down. And the legs are actually pool noodles and she's all bolted together. And yeah, we love her. She's pretty spectacular.
All right. And for this weekend, what are the show times that you have?
You bet. So Friday and Saturday night, we will start at 7. And then we have a Sunday matinee at 2. And tickets are just general admission. So come one, come all. Adults are $8. Students are $5. And the auditorium doors will open approximately a half hour before each show.
All right. And what are you, I guess, looking forward to with being able to get out there and have these kids perform this weekend?
I mean, I think that's it. They're ready. And I'm ready for everyone to get to see the magic that these kids create on stage.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelsey.
Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.